Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones, long clearing feed, Tkachuk. He'll hand one off. In go the Panthers. Rodriguez bent it back up for a tip. They score! Evan Rodriguez crashing the net. And just like that, this game is tied at two. What a setup. What a finish. And Evan Rodriguez picks a heck of a time to get his first of the playoffs.
The Panthers are going back to the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight year, and we're going to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. The voice, Doug Plagans, you heard him there on the call. He's going to call another final here coming up on WQAM. Doug, good morning. What was that like last night, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Pretty surreal, and this is the conversation that I hoped we would be having 24 hours ago, the last time that I spoke to you. We were talking about how great it would be if the Panthers finished the job, moved on to a third straight cup final. Well, they have done that, and this is a special time. And a lot of what we said yesterday, I hope everybody out there is enjoying this, because especially in the modern era, this is rarefied air that the Panthers are into now. And I know the job is far from finished. Paul Maurice said as much during his postgame presser last night. But to make it to three straight cup finals in this era of the National Hockey League, It's a special time. It's a special group of players to be able to accomplish that. And last night's game really just kind of embodied what this team was all about. Not the going down 2-0 early part, but the way that they bounced back from it. You never saw any panic from the group. You never saw their game waver at all. And they eventually chipped away, turned the game around in pretty short order there. 2 goals in 30 seconds in the second period, and took charge after that. Carolina did fight to the end, and credit to them, because they were in a tough spot at one point, being down 3-0 in the series and just not going away quietly. But ultimately, the Panthers get it done, and Carter Verhaeghe, his 12th career playoff game-winning goal. He's the Panthers' all-time leader in playoff goals, and the margin is getting wider at this point. Just one of those guys who you want the puck on his stick when you get into a big spot come playoff time, and he and the Panthers deliver last night. That was a big win, contributions from across the board, and like I said, special things already that this team has accomplished, with still a little bit more here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about rare air and special accomplishments. Doug, we've been discussing this in the same conversation as, you know, the Heat's big three era, the Dolphins 72 team, 2001 Canes. It's in the conversation with all of those teams now. I wonder, like, when the Panthers leadership steps back, if they realize, like, what they've done here. I mean, this is, you know, for someone who's been a fan of this team for as long as I can remember, for them to get to this point where they are essentially the premier franchise in hockey, it really is kind of remarkable.
It's extremely remarkable. And you look at, like I said, three straight cup finals in this era, when you're in an era where in the National Hockey League, the first things that you think about and really what the system is designed for is, whichever phrase you prefer, competitive balance and or parity, when there's a salary cap, when you have 32 teams, when you have a structure in the league the way that it is, it's almost made to make this more and more difficult with each passing year. Yet, you know, huge credit goes to Bill Zito and the Hockey Operations Department for continuing to, put together a roster and bring in players to complement the core that are locked up long-term and identify the pieces that they have locked up long-term, to continue to find, players that, given a different opportunity, could elevate their game to new heights. You look at a player like Nico Mikkola, who had just, the best series, and he's been great for the Panthers ever since he's shown up, but he took his game to new heights here during this playoff run. Or you go back in previous years and just what a guy like Carter Verhaeghe has been able to do, and Gus Forsling getting to South Florida, getting with this group, getting with this coaching staff, and being able to continue to elevate his game. It's like I said, it's a special group. The credit goes to so many different places, starting with ownership and going to Bill Zito, to Paul Maurice, to the players in the room. And you talk about the players in the room, and you want big players to come up at big times. I know it was Carter Verhaeghe scoring the goal, but last night, Alexander Barkov, that play that he made to set up what ended up being the game-winning goal, that's big-time players stepping up in a big spot. And that was otherworldly stuff to set up that eventual game-winning goal. So in a game like that, you need everybody, but you also need your big guns to be your big guns, and the Panthers had that last night.
Barkov's one of those great stories. I mean, you talk about a guy that knows what it's like to lose as well, and knows what the down times are like. I mean, I know you, Billy Lindsay, you guys have been doing this for a while. I think of like Goldie and Randy Moeller and guys like that who have been around the organization for so long. And, you know, that's why to me this is such a cool story too, because you have guys that have been through the bad times and are now getting to experience this.
Yeah, you have Barkov and, you know, players like Aaron Ekblad and, you know, guys who've been around for a long time. The other thing that Matthew Tkachuk talked about postgame last night that I thought was really interesting and really cool is he mentioned, and I think the Panthers, we just did our team podcast as well, but I believe 14 players who were a part of last year's Cup winner are on this roster, but there are newcomers to this group this year. And Matthew Tkachuk talked about how important the infusion of those guys has been and how well those guys have come in and just become a part of this and become key contributors to this in a hurry. And you go down the list, whether it is a guy like Brad Marchand, who has a Stanley Cup ring under his belt, has been to multiple finals, has a Hall of Fame type of resume, whether it's a guy like that who's hungry to win another one coming in, or a guy like Nate Schmidt, who's played, you know, coming up on, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood, 90 to 100 playoff games in his career. He's been to a Cup final, but hasn't hoisted the Cup. Tomasz Nosek, who's been to a Cup final, but hasn't won one yet. When you look at those kind of players, there's a hunger, and there's a lot that comes with those players as well that has really been a boost to this team. And I think that's the other thing that can't go unnoticed, in pro sports. No matter how much success you achieve, you're always going to be adjusting your roster. You're always going to be dealing with certain levels of turnover. And going back to it, that's where, you know, credit goes to Bill Zito and his group for what they've been able to do to complement this roster and supplement this roster. But, again, credit goes across the board. And I thought that was interesting last night. You have your big dogs, your guys who've been here for a long time, your big-time star players, but also the guys who come in first year with the team, or in the case of a guy like Brad Marchand and Seth Jones, first couple of months with the team, and to fit in the way that they have. It shows just how smart they are as players, but also shows just what kind of culture this group has.
Doug Plagan's here with us, the voice of the Panthers on WQAM. All right, Doug, we're heading out west here. We got a game tonight, game five. Edmonton up 3-1. They're in Dallas tonight. Dallas is favored in this game. Tell us a little bit about this matchup here, what we could expect from tonight. I know, you know, Edmonton has a lot of the familiar characters that we remember from last year, and it does look like a collision course here for a rematch. Can Dallas, you know, extend this series? I know that would obviously be ideal for the Panthers to have a little extra time here, let these teams kind of beat each other up. But how do you see that series shaking out?
So the Dallas Stars absolutely could extend the series. They have a goaltender who's capable of single-handedly stealing a game or two. That would be the first thing that would probably need to happen if Dallas is able to kick this thing a little bit further. I think that's the big thing. If you're a Panthers fan and you're observing the Western Conference Final, I think you're just hoping the Dallas Stars can give this the old one-game-at-a-time approach and just keep pushing it down the road as much as they can. And if they get it to a Game 7, then just wait and see how it plays out. But the Panthers have the opportunity now to get perhaps a little bit of a rest advantage, depending on if this series drags out a little bit. So I think you just root for the Dallas Stars for now just to try and extend that series as much as they can. Both teams are very good. You don't fake your way to a conference final. Right now, Edmonton's the team in the driver's seat there. They're up 3-1 for a reason. They've been the better team for a majority of the series. And quite honestly, Dallas was pretty lucky to get the win in the game that they did. They were down significantly in that game, came back and won it back in game one of the series, really on the strength of one really good period. So the Stars have been they've been outplayed during the series so far, and Edmonton was dealt a pretty tough blow with the Zach Hyman injury and that news that that came down yesterday. But they're a deep team. They're a fast team. They're defending really well. They've tweaked certain areas of their roster from last year to this year. Though, as you said, they do still have a lot of those familiar faces and household names, and they're getting good goaltending from Stuart Skinner. I know he's had his ups and downs in this playoff run and in his career, but right now Edmonton has a really good version of Stuart Skinner in net. That makes them tough to deal with. So, again, I think first and foremost, you've got two teams that are in the Western Conference Final for a reason. You can tell that Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl look like they're on a bit of a mission here in these playoffs, and they're always...
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's tough to contain. But it's going to be entertaining, and I think the first thing you hope for is just that that Dallas can extend that series by another game or two.
Absolutely, and if it should be Edmonton, that'd be a hell of a rematch for the Stanley Cup Final, man. A lot of star power.
That also doesn't happen very often, a rematch in in a final in any sport.
Yeah, absolutely. But, man, you talk about star power. That thing would be a lot of fun to watch. Doug, I thank you for waking up with us, man. What time did you guys get back last night?
Let's see. I was back in the room. Well, the team will be flying back today, but I was back in the room. Yep. So I was back in the room. By the time we left the arena, it was well after midnight. I think Paul Maurice finished his post game media availability right around midnight, and I didn't sign off until after midnight here on 560 WQAM. So the Panthers, though, now a chance to catch their breath as they get ready for the Stanley Cup Final.
Doug, safe travels, my friend. Thank you for getting up with us this morning. Really appreciate it, as always.
Thanks very much.
All right, Doug Plagans, the voice of the Cats here on QAM.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.